We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Wednesday, also known as hump day. Middle of the week, all downhill from here. You know, yada yada. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. How are you doing, Vinny? How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I got some sleep. I'm feeling pretty solid. Vacation's mm-hmm. not far off. In fact, not one far. Week from right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Five more wake-ups.
I'm not looking forward to it or anything, but.
No. Sure.
I mean, I am. But then we're going to get in an RV with little kids, and I don't know how that's going to go. We'll see.
Oh boy. It's going to go great. You're going to love it. I bet you'll come back an RV enthusiast.
I hope so.
I would love to like it. He'll be like, it's amazing.
You'll love it.
The two of you will chatter about, you know, your trailer experiences and it'll be so fun.
Yeah, I hope it's, you know, also I'm going to see, well, yeah.
What's the destination, Vinny? Are you just lighting out and seeing where you wind up?
There are a couple spots we'll be stopping. I still don't have the itinerary, though, so I can't really say. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine who said we may come see you, like meet us in Santa Barbara or something like that.
Oh, what fun.
Mm-hmm. But then they said, what day? And I said, I don't know.
Why don't you camp there the whole week, and then we'll be there at one of the days? Well, if we make it that far, it's a long trip in an RV with kids.
There's not a lot of time to stay up on day-to-day plans, much less what's coming weeks from now. So we just haven't talked about it.
You know what?
There's a plan.
My parents did, and my grandparents, they would make, I don't know if you can do this anymore, but they would make the back bed, the dinette that would turn into a bed, and they would just put all of us kids on there, and we would all fall asleep.
Oh.
So that could work.
While you're driving, or you mean at night?
No,
those are the olden days before seatbelts, mm-hmm. Vinny. You know,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, there were seatbelts in there, but
that's one of the few conversations we have had, which was she goes, we got to put the baby seats in. I'm like, what?
Why?
I thought the whole point was that we're gonna, you know, the driver, will be driving, and then the rest of us will be partying in back. And she was like, no, what if we crash? They'll fly. They could get killed.
Now when I think about it, I was never in a car seat.
Yeah.
In an RV.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's the new thing.
But you made it, but that's, you know, total luck of the draw. You absolutely have to put those kids, especially now that you talked about it.
Right.
And it's like, well, we even thought about it, and then we didn't do it, and then, you know, disaster.
Well, the rule was, like, whoever sat in the cab, like in the front seat next to the driver, you had to wear your seatbelt. But if you're in the back, it's a free
for all. If you're in the back where you have 30 feet to fly toward the front, you're fine. Because you're in the house.
I survived. It's fine.
As like one of those public transit buses. You don't have easy.
Yeah, I agree.
That's because you're
going to
hit the seat in front of you.
There's a pole somewhere nearby.
But look at all those school buses. I never wore a seatbelt on a school bus.
Right.
No, I've
Neither
always thought
I.
it was really weird that there were Still no seatbelts on the school bus.
I mean,
one of my
now?
Favorite things to do when I was a boy. We would be in this bus that would take us home, and they're entering the colony, which was this housing tract that I lived in. There was a huge bump that this bus would hit. And if you timed it just right and you gave yourself a little bounce as this thing hit it would kick you 3 feet into the air.
Oh, God.
So rad.
That sounds like
of course,
fun, actually.
I'm sure that wouldn't be allowed today, but the bus driver didn't give too much of a look towards our way.
Yeah.
While we did that pretty much every day.
You got to be in a pretty zen place to be a bus driver. You know?
I guess, yeah. But we had it also dialed. We knew exactly how to time it to just go. Wah!
I know, that's so funny.
Killer. So great. You had to be in the very back of the bus, though, on
the back seat.
Where the
shocks are going to launch you.
It would launch you. It was incredible.
All school buses
purchased
it's trash
in
California
time.
Have had seatbelts since July 2004.
Oh, four.
I don't remember that.
Are they? I wonder if they're shoulder belts or if they're...
It's probably just
they
lap belts.
They got to be lap belts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, so what if you smash your head into the seat in front of you?
I mean,
you
know? Nicole was probably in eighth grade.
I was in fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
In 04, you were a fourth grader?
Yeah. That's how I remember it because I graduated in 2012. So every grade I was in, so 2001 I was in first grade and so on and so on.
Oh. Right.
So that's how I remember it.
Oh.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah, super handy.
Mm. All right, Trash is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Follow our Instagram account and see what's happening on the show. We did a clip of the day yesterday with the kissing thing. That was fun. So that, you know, you can check that out or you can see V-Hale's never-ending happy hour or Jane's afternoon musical adventures. Yesterday, she posted up something of... It was supposed to be of her manicure, but her nails were just barely in the side of the picture. And it was more about her 9-inch nails t-shirt. And then she just had her nails just hanging in there. She's a good photographer. Everything's black and white. It's real moody. It's good. Mm-hmm. Check out the Alice973 Instagram account. And actually, by the way, follow all our individual accounts. This morning, Vinny, at 7 o'clock today, I've let listeners decide what the story's going
to
be.
They get to choose.
It's either going to be pre-fame celebrity jobs or crazy moments that actually happened on movie sets.
Mm.
Yeah. So feel free to choose. Go to at Clarky Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E-C-L-A-R-K, and look at my story and choose on there.
Oh.
Bryn is, Bryn, what you had a thought on this.
Oh, yeah. I think, so basically I was thinking, I love seeing all the really famous, successful movie stars when they're dead broke and just trying to make it.
So you picked the jobs thing.
I did pick the jobs thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to see.
I like to see, you know, Tom Hanks used to be a janitor or something.
I don't think
like
I've ever done the survey thing before. I didn't even know how to, I was like, how do I tell what people have picked?
Advanced.
So Bryn had to like, okay, well, you swipe up.
Looks
and then
like you swipe up, Sarah.
Like, well, let me try that. Oh, yep, there it is. Thank you. Great. Fantastic. Thumbs up. We're going to start with Matthew Perry. It's not great news. I don't know exactly what it means, but it doesn't sound like it's a good bit of info. I think that he seems like a person who needs to have supportive satellites around him. He's broken up with his fiance. He says, sometimes things just don't work out.
That's true.
Absolutely, it's true. I don't know if the timing has any meaning. I don't know how much we can read into this. We've been discussing the Friends reunion for a few days now. Matthew Perry and Molly Hurwitz have been engaged since November of 2020, so not a super long time. He called off his engagement. She's a literary manager. He says, sometimes things just don't work out, and this is one of them. I wish Molly the best. He's 51. She's 29. They started dating in 2018 and got engaged just last November. At the time.
So he might have been with her when he was doing that stupid dating video that we saw, right?
I think they had looked at the timing of that, and it was pre him getting with her.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Although I don't remember exactly. There were a couple of stories at the same time about that. There was someone else who got caught on one of those. It was Ben Affleck, right? Or no,
right.
Maybe we just discussed it at the time.
It was Ben Affleck.
Okay, so, who, by the way, have you seen, I mean, he and J-Lo are hot and heavy. That's it. They're together.
I'm not surprised.
And yeah, no.
You know.
Sure.
Exes.
Those certainly comfortable
waters,
right?
You know
waters,
how
right?
Each person likes it and, you know. Yeah. It's easy to get right back into that.
Let's do this until we're sick of each other and take it from there.
Until we remember why we broke up.
Yeah. There's always this. It comes back to you.
Anyway, the Matthew Perry thing's super. I'm bummed. I
know.
I'm hoping
I think
for
really
that
sad.
Guy that he's okay and that that he can. I don't know. It's one of those things where everyone's looking for an excuse or a possible reason why he's, you know, having the troubles he's having. except that the very one that's staring us all in the face is the problem that he's admitted to, which is he's got a drug problem. So I hope it's not the case, but that does, you know, tend to be the deal.
It does. You know, and even if it, even if he's not currently on drugs, he's been damaged. I'm sorry. I don't think there's any way to sort of sidestep that. I actually thought, does he have Parkinson's or something? And someone suggested maybe he had a stroke at some point. Like he's.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah. look, if Demi had a stroke.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know that that's not the best. That's not exactly science right there. But it's one of those things where, you know, based on the things he said he was doing to himself, they're in the same league. Right.
Definitely.
So, I don't know.
And but really, we'll never know. We're not living that guy's life.
This isn't the first. This for me, and I can't speak to, you know, I don't have a huge history to look back on that I'm familiar with. But I think Elvis was the first guy that in history, you know, movie star, you know, musician, whatever, that just had a serious problem and all the money in the world to make sure he never ran out of what he needed. And it killed him.
Yep.
And so,
and was surrounded by people who were like, oh, what do you need, Elvis? Absolutely. Let me get no one there stepping in to say, well, because as soon as you step in to say what you're doing is not, I can't allow that to go on. You're fired.
You're fired.
Right.
You're fired. Thank you. Anyway, Matthew Perry's not engaged anymore.
All right. Well, let's hope that's the start of good news.
Let's do. Maybe it's.
Please.
Maybe it'll be all up from here. The Friends cast. They made $2.5 million each a piece to appear on the HBO Max reunion special.
A piece. Nice.
Which, look, by the end, they were making $1 million a piece on the show.
Mm-hmm. Someone wrote me, and I forget where I got it, but someone said that show, the reunion show, made like $500 million. So where'd the rest of the money go? And I have to
How
believe,
did it make that?
I don't know.
People
I guess
signing
was,
up for HBO Max?
I don't know, but I my response was, well, there's people own that, you know, some studio owns Friends. The Friends cast doesn't, right?
Right, right.
So somebody who put that together said, I'll pay you this to come and do this thing, but I'm, you know, in charge of Friends.
Right.
I don't know if it's those two writers or what their deal is, but yeah, a lot of money was made. And I think the Friends made maybe less than...
Yeah, I mean, look, the whole point of HBO Max trying to get this thing together was that they'd purchased the rights to air all the Friends episodes, and it was a good idea, because even if you've seen every Friends episode 20 times, you still might have subscribed to HBO Max just to
watch that.
Just to watch it. Mm-hmm. And it
maybe
was
that price included
really good.
The purchase of the rights to air it.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean,
yeah, maybe that $500 million was them buying the rights to Friends, but I don't know. I just thought, well, that's, I'm not surprised that, you know,
right.
You're an actor, you get paid for sure, but
you get paid what you get paid, and that's
right.
You know, you negotiate
or
that.
Don't come.
Going to make right. Bryn, what were you saying?
Do you see numbers or ratings on the Friends reunion?
I don't, and I think it's because it's on the on the streaming service.
Yeah.
I don't
the articles
know that we'll.
I saw, they said that it was as big as Wonder Woman. When that came, because that came on HBO Max as well.
Oh, well.
So
right.
I don't know how much that made.
Yeah, I mean, so how do they quantify it? I mean, is it eyeballs? And because people have to subscribe to the thing now, because that's it. If we pay, I don't know what HBO Max is. I don't know what I'm paying. $14.99 a month for HBO? Because I automatically got HBO Max because I was already an HBO subscriber. Mm-hmm. So if that's what they're getting monthly from... anybody who signed up for this, that is, I don't know, that's an ass ton of money. Anyway, these guys did not need the $2.5 million. Not a single one of them had to do this. So they all must have talked and agreed, and $2.5 million was the price. It's a lot more than they made the very first season. When they first started out on Friends, all six of them each made $22,500 an episode. There were 24 episodes, which means season one, their salaries were $540,000 a piece. It cost them just a little over $3 million to pay for that whole first season as far as the cast went. It's hilarious because they all ended up making $1 million an episode. Not right away. In season two, they were making between $22,500 and $40,000 a piece per episode, but not everyone was being paid the same. David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston were making the most. Oh. And then they said, let's unionize. It's the six of us or it's the none of us. And from then on, all six were always paid equally, and their pay steadily increased until the last two seasons, seasons 9 and 10, they each made $1 million. And by the way, while they haven't been on that show in 20 years or however long it's been, they still each get about $20 million a year from syndication.
Oh.
They do nothing else, and there's, and I don't, what is that, quarterly? How often is, what does that come in? It's just, oh, amount of money till my next royalty check comes in. Oh, here well, it look, is. It's five.
It's the acting lottery that not everybody gets to hit. You know, it's the reason why someone will.
It's the big
wait
one.
Tables and go on casting calls for years.
Yep.
Years and years and years.
And just I'm not going to be able to get to anything else here. So I just want to mention that Jen Aniston put up a bunch of sort of behind the scenes pictures on her Instagram from them shooting the day that they shot all this stuff for this reunion special. And one of the pictures, because I don't know if you saw, you must have seen Justin Bieber dressed up in a couple of the costumes. They did a whole catwalk section.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Haley, was there too. And it's David Schwimmer going, huh? And then Justin and Haley sitting on the couch at Central Perk next to them. And it's so that's one of the many pictures that she posted up there.
Adorable.
It's really
I thought
cute.
Of what I saw on the show, I could have done without the what do you want to call that? What did you just call that? The fashion show?
The catwalk show.
Yeah, right. The catwalk. That was sort of like, okay, this is, why are they?
They didn't need to. But right. Look, they wanted to make it as long and as wonderful as possible.
Wearing the leather pants is Cindy Crawford.
Oh, yeah. Cindy looked good in those leather pants.
Cindy did look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they started repeating models. I was like, oh. Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't. Anyway.
Ran out of people. Mm. Ran out of budget.
Yeah. Yeah, we spent all our money on the actual friends. Anyway, I'm out of time. Vincent, what's coming up?
The Bay Area's number one newsman has no idea after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.